Free jazz is just that, free. It has no chord progressions, no preset melodies or harmonies. The music is based on the emotions of the musicians. Free jazz saxophonist Albert Eiler died 34 years ago. A retrospective of his work has just been released as a 10-CD set. Our reviewer Tom Terrell has been listening.
On the morning of November 25, 1970, Manhattan policemen lifted avant-garde saxophonist Albert Eiler's corpse out of New York's East River. The coroner ruled it death by drowning. The police concluded suicide. Musicians rumored murder. To this day, it's still an unsolved mystery. That night, my free jazz guru Elmer Cook turned me on to Eiler's Love Cry album. Messed me up. I mean, 24 hours before, all I knew about Albert Eiler was what critics said. He was a free jazz con man whose music was no more than chaotic noise. What I heard was a totally original player who was nothing less than the musical and spiritual blood brother of cutting-edge saxophonists John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, and Pharoah Sondra. Albert Eiler was born on July 13, 1936, in Cleveland, Ohio. His mother, Myrtle, claimed that as a three-year-old, Albert would play air saxophone whenever big band music came on the radio. These and other interesting details about Eiler's life are part of the new 10-CD set, Albert Eiler, Holy Ghost. Eiler's father, Edward, himself a saxophonist, began tutoring his son on the alto saxophone. By the second grade, Albert was giving solo recitals and playing duets with his dad at Sunday church services. 9 years later, Albert Eiler was touring juke joints and roadhouses on the South's famed Chitlin' Circuit in blues harp legend Little Walter's band. When he was 22, Eiler enlisted in the military. After the military, Eiler moved to Sweden. From January to August of 1962, he toured Scandinavia playing picayune renditions of jazz standards and bop tunes with a Swedish quartet. Unfulfilled, Eiler let loose in impromptu solo subway recitals. The experience must have been cathartic, because that November he joined pianist Cecil Taylor's quartet in a groundbreaking performance for Danish radio. After this fiery baptism, Albert Eiler became Albert Eiler. The new box set, Albert Eiler, Holy Ghost, Rare and Unissued Recordings, exhaustively documents Eiler's evolution from swing journeyman to free jazz god. Though there are far too many below par tracks here, Holy Ghost nonetheless captures the ugly, beautiful, soothing, disruptive, yet spiritually fierce essence of this most iconoclastic jazz man.
The CD set is called Albert Eiler, Holy Ghost, Rare and Unissued Recordings. Tom Terrell lives in Newark, New Jersey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.